This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As more police departments around the United States continue to review and revamp policies and crack down what's deemed abuse by officers in the wake of the death of George Floyd and subsequent protest, the Atlanta officer who fatally shot Rashard Brooks in the back after the fleeing man pointed a stun gun in his direction has been charged with a felony murder and 10 other crimes. Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard made the announcement about Garrett Rolfe during a news conference Wednesday. Howard said Rolfe kicked Brooks while he lay on the ground and that the officer with him stood on Brooks' shoulder as he struggled for life Friday. Rolfe had already been fired after he fatally shot the 27-year-old Brooks. The other officer, Devin Brosnan, has been charged with aggravated assault and other crimes. A dramatic shift has taken place in the nation's opinions on policing and race, as a new poll finds that more Americans today than 5 years ago believe police brutality is a very serious problem that too often goes undisciplined and unequally targets Black Americans. The poll by the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs Research finds that about half of American adults now say that police violence against the public is a very or extremely serious problem. Only about 3 in 10 said the same in July of 2015. More than 448,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19, more than 117,000 in the United States. Worldwide, the number of confirmed infections is well above 8.3 million and exceeds 2.1 million in the U.S. Latin America continues to see an explosion in COVID-19 cases, with Brazil being the epicenter and having the second highest number of deaths and infections globally. This is VOA News. China has canceled flights and suspended reopenings when the coronavirus flared in the capital of Beijing. But with cases rising in some U.S. states, officials have balked at even requiring face masks. A political and cultural debate has emerged as officials struggle to balance demands for constitutional rights and personal freedom against warnings from doctors of deadly consequences. For example, Arizona's governor has encouraged people to use masks, but has not worn one during news conferences and rebuffed calls to require them. Cases are surging there, and the state's leading hospital system says it's almost out of beds. A genetic analysis of COVID-19 patients suggests that blood type might influence whether someone develops severe disease. Scientists who compared the genes of thousands of patients in Europe found that those who had type A blood were more likely to have severe disease, while those with type O were less likely. Wednesday's report in the New England Journal of Medicine does not prove a blood type connection, but it does confirm a previous report from China of such a link. Other experts say more study is needed in different groups of patients to see if the findings actually hold up. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is requiring that House members wear masks when attending committee hearings. This edict comes amid spiking COVID-19 caseloads in many states and the recent infection by a House Republican who had been seen in a House floor recently without wearing a mask. Results were mixed, though, as the House Judiciary panel conducted a session on a policing bill. Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio declared or declined to wear a mask for much of the session, and California Republican Tom McClintock scrapped with Chairman Gerald Nadler, who declared he would not call upon lawmakers who were failing to wear the mask. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed legislation that seeks to punish China for its crackdown on Uyghurs and other ethnic minorities. This move comes as a new book by former National Security Advisor John Bolton reveals that Mr. Trump expressed support for the brutal campaign in a private conversation with China's president. The bill includes sanctions on Chinese officials involved in the mass surveillance and detention of Uyghurs and others. It represents the most significant action to date by any country to punish China for a crackdown in which more than a million people have been detained in camps and under harsh conditions. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.